Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's gone out on the ocean. Yes, he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight. I'm so thankful. I know you are too. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him that he never left us, not forsaken us. We thank him that he's a God that we can trust. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we don't have to bow down to anything else. We don't have to bring a spotted lamb, a perfect lamb to him. We come to him boldly. Praise God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for all your people, God, that is gathered here, oh God. Lord God, to worship you, and we give thanksgiving unto you, Lord God. Father God, for what all you've done and all you're going to do, God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we can come together. You said how good and pleasant it is for men and women to come together, oh God, in unity, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God. You just makes a way where there seemeth to be no way, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you are our healer. We thank you that you are our strength. We thank you that you are God. We thank you that you are our king, our master. You are everything, Lord God. We thank you for every mother, oh God, Father God, that may have sons behind prison walls at this Thanksgiving time, God, and can't go see him. God, I pray that you just comfort their heart and bring them joy, oh God, in their hearts, oh God, that they still have them, that daughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, if there is anyone on drugs, oh God, we pray for deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, oh Father God, tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, if there is one, oh God, that's going through some hurts, oh God, or need deliverance from drugs, oh God, we pray tonight is the night, oh God. Oh, Father God, that they, oh God, be set free from the powers of the enemy, oh God, because we know that the devil is trying to hold them bound, but we decree and declare that they are set free in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, God, Father God, oh God, for your love, oh God, covers all, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we, oh God, Father God, can turn to you for anything, oh God. So we pray for healing. We pray for salvation during this Thanksgiving time, Lord God. All those, oh God, and our family members that don't know you, oh God, Father God, that salvation will come into their hearts, oh God. We are thankful, God, for what you're going to do, because we know you're going to do great and mighty things, God. In this time, oh God, as we give thanks to you and every day, God. But, oh God, they are man is set aside November for Thanksgiving. God, we just thank you and praise you to even the more, God. We magnify, we dance and shout, oh God, in your presence, thanking you, Lord God. Oh, Father, that we can come to you in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, again, we are grateful for all of you that's on tonight, praise God. First, we're going to ask, since I'm praying, does anyone have a prayer request tonight? Do press 1 on your phone, praise God. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll be happy to pray for you tonight while we are doing prayer right now, praise God. We would love to pray for you before we go on into our Thanksgiving, because, oh, it's just so wonderful, praise God. It's so wonderful just to sing and praise and thank God. First, we go into 281. Go ahead.
Minister George, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, honey.
Hello? Okay.
Yes,
I
hear you.
This is Minister Gwen Bernarda. God bless you. Okay,
yes.
I want to pray for a little cousin of mine. He's probably, I want to say, probably now more in his 50s. I call him little because I remember when he was a child, but he was the superintendent of the Sunday school at my home church in Mississippi. And some unfortunate incidents happened for him. I just got through talking with a cousin to find out what the situation is with him. But his name is Patrick. And I asked for prayers for Patrick because I knew from a child watching him, from afar, I think he had a little mental kind of condition a little bit. but something happened and he's facing some serious legal charges right now. And knowing Patrick and knowing his heart, I know Patrick didn't mean to do that, but something had to set him off. And I ask that we pray for his family, pray for his mom, who is a very well-known person in the political world, in the corporate world. Pray for her not to have, you know, pray for her to have compassion and not to let shame about this situation overcome her from doing what she needs to do for her son. Thank you.
Praise God. Papa God, we lift up Patrick to you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come in no other name tonight, oh Father God, but the name of Jesus. And we lift up Patrick to you, Lord God, for whatever he may be going through in his spirit, his mind, the legal problems, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we don't know, but we know that the enemy caused him to do what it is. And God, you made everything good, and he's a good person in your sight, God. So Lord, we lift him up to you, and we pray that his mother's heart be comforted at this time, oh God, when everybody is rejoicing for these next 2 months and rejoicing in you, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, you're going to heal her heart and let her be patient and rest in you and give it to you, Lord God. Lord, Father God, we pray, oh God, for salvation in Patrick hearts, oh God. Father, that Patrick, oh God, Lord, will lay everything at your feet and God cry out for forgiveness, oh God, because you done forgave him already before he even asked. So Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for what you're gonna, and Lord, heal that mental problem, oh God. Touch him in the name of Jesus, that he be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The next person is 2570.
Yes, praise the Lord, Minister Vivian. I would like prayer for my sister and brother-in-law in Ohio. They both have COVID, and I want prayer for them. And then I had a nephew that had some gunshot wounds, and he's in the hospital, so pray for him.
Praise God, praise God. Father, oh, blessed be. You know this sister and brother-in-law, oh, God, that has attracted COVID, Lord God. Lord, I know you can deliver. And I know, God, when these things, oh, God, attacks your people, oh, God, I pray that they will have faith, God, that you're going to bring them through, God. And, Lord, you say sometimes when we can't pray, there are others praying for us. So as we lift up this brother and brother-in-law and sister, God, we lay them at your feet, God, that you're going to clean up everything in them, that they're going to come out, oh, God, like gold, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, because no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And, Lord, we also lift up that nephew, Lord God. Lord God, that he be saved in whatever he's facing, God, whatever he's going through, God, he be delivered, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence, oh, God. You hears, you sees, you knows, oh, God, all things, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. Last number, 6573, go ahead. Sister Zeta Alpha.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for how you doing this evening.
And, I'm great. Praise God.
Amen, and I want you to continue to pray for my brother Gary and my nephew Savakia, and just general prayer for me and my husband, because we're growing old and going through some tests and trials, and it's to be expected, but we're just praying for strength to make it through.
Praise God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I lift up this husband and wife, Lord, Father, as they grow together, God. Continue, oh God, doing your perfect work. One, they're helping the other, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you hear the prayers and the cries of your children. I do pray for us, Brother Gary, oh God, which is my first cousin, oh God, over in the nursing home, oh God. Father God, that you continue to keep him, oh God, and oh God, keep him from COVID, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, may as he lay there in the bed, may he look and see nobody but you, Lord God. And Lord, you strengthen him in times like these, oh God. Father, I thank you for Gary. I thank you, Lord God, for Jawad, the other one that she called, Lord God. Lord God, I place them in your hand that salvation will come in their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The entire family, God, I lift them up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they are, this is the time, God, they have come saying, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Was there another person? Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss anybody. Did somebody else have their hand up? Praise God. If so, press 1. If you need prayer tonight, praise God. This is the time for us to bring it all and put it on the altar before the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Call upon the Lord while he is nigh. All right, the next hand, well, last number is 3193.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you all? I'm really, not really asking God for nothing tonight, but just, I just want to just thank him in advance for delivering my brother from the prison. That's the kind of prayer I want tonight, a thank you.
Amen.
Cameron Callahan to be free from drugs because he's young and he got caught up in drugs, and I asked God to deliver him, and I thank for just being delivered. That's all I ask for God tonight, just thanking him for what he's going to do. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in these life, oh God. Father God, we don't take it lightly. We believe, God, that you can do anything, God. Father, thank you. Thank you, oh God, for her brother and all those that in her family that needs you at this time, God. This is the time of Thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing it, God. Hallelujah. God, you have a timing. God, I thank you for that. You have a time for everything, God. And God, everything has to be in your timing. So, God, if this is your timing and if this is the harvest, oh, God, for you to move in their lives, oh, God, we say move, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right.
Amen.
1794.
Oh, good evening. Thank you, Minister Minister George. I thank God for you. My prayer request is that they, one of our Sister Inez's friends in Florida, her name is Anita Oliver. She was trying to adopt some children, two little kids, and yeah, she, the devil must have got upset. Because she had a bad accident, and she's in the hospital, got several things wrong with her. And so Sister Inez had asked me to lift her up. So I do want to lift her up and just thank God for my 5 boys and just thank God to keep them out of all harm and danger. Ask God for their protection and me. Amen.
Amen. We do lift up her family to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those 5 boys and the entire family, Lord God, that no evil thing shall come nigh their dwelling, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for, oh God, the boys, if they are wives, oh God, we thank you for the family unit, we thank you for the grandchildren, we thank you for everyone, oh God, going to be saved, oh God, all those that don't know you, Lord God, we lift, and then we lift up Sister Inez, oh God, the one that she, oh God, wants prayer for. Lord God, wherever she is in Florida, God, visit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We believe for angelic visitation, oh Father,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Lord. Father, by your spirit, oh God. Oh God, I know you said you got angels encamped all about us, oh God. Oh God,
yes,
so Father,
Lord.
I pray
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord
thank
God,
you,
that they are set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All
amen.
Right.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. 225.
Good evening, everyone. This is Evangelist Shawanda. I was wanting to lift up families tonight. The families that are going through division and strife and animosity toward one another. We know that this is a time of Thanksgiving, but not all families are together as unified. So I'm just praying for that God will bless the families to reunite and understand that time is winding up. Life is too short to not come together in these final days. And so that is what's on my heart, to pray for all families.
Yes, yes. When we came on, we lifted up families, but we'll do that. We always lift up families on this program because that's what it is. The program is about, is families. So we lift up every family all across this country that, oh, whatever they're going through, praise God, whether it's hurt, whether it's healing, our children, we lift them up to the Father and ask the Father to intervene on their behalf in the name of Jesus. And oh, that they be set free from alcohol and drugs and whatever they are involved in. We bring it to the Father that because we know that He knows all things and He is the ultimate healer. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you for all of your prayer requests. We will not forget them. I will pray over them every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. And believe for you and your family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I am so excited this month, y'all. I can't hardly contain myself. Praise God. I am just rejoicing in the Lord. I love the month of Thanksgiving. I think that's the most important part before Christmas because Christmas, we don't know when Jesus was born, but we can thank God for what He has done for us this whole year. Praise God. Did I miss anybody? Did I miss anybody? Praise God. Hallelujah. If I missed anybody, please press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am just so grateful, and I want you all to gather with me now the rest of these this week and next week in time of praise and thanksgiving unto our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start up here with number 1, and that would be Minister Gwen. What do you have to say for the Lord tonight? Praise God. Minister Gwen Venado.
I'm sorry. I was having a problem getting off the phone. Getting the phone off mute. I'm so sorry. Good evening to everyone. And your question is for me: what do I have to be thankful for?
Yes.
I'm gonna say, Prophetess Inez asked for 3 things, and I wrote them down. First of all, I'm grateful to have a relationship with the Lord. Because it
Amen.
Is in Him I live, I move, and I have my very being. Without Him, I could do nothing. I'm grateful and thankful to the Lord for life, because I had a challenge, as so many of you know. And I'm so thankful to God that He's given me continuing to sustain my life. And I'm thankful to God for my family, my grandson, for James, my son, and for all the people of God, like yourself and many others that He's connected me with to help me continue to grow and stay stable in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now, you all are giving thanks unto the Lord. Just believe when you give thanks, God is doing something great. Praise God at this time. Praise God. I'm just believing God for great things. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I come on here and I pray for you and when I leave, I'm believing God for great things to happen in your life, things that you're not expecting. Praise God. Praise God, because God can do anything. The next one is Minister Stubbs.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I honor the Lord, and I gave my prayer request, amen, already to you. So you wanted me. So I didn't have anything else that I wanted to say.
Okay. I just thought maybe you wanted to thank him for something. Okay.
Oh, I think, yes, indeed. I'm always so grateful to him. And there was this little song I was thinking about this morning when I did wake up. It's like, what a fellowship. What a joy divine leaning on the everlasting arm. And what a blessedness. What a peace is mine leaning on the everlasting arm. And I said, when you don't have nobody else to lean on, you got him. And I thank God that during these seasons and during this time that he is the one that he shouldn't be the last one. He should be the first one that we turn to. But more so in whenever things are just going downhill and sickness and violence and all of these things happen, he's always there. And that I thank God for that relationship, that we can just lean on him. And I thank him for all of his blessings. And I thank God for this opportunity on your line to just say, I'm so grateful to the Lord, our God, for he's awesome. That's all I can. He is just awesome. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. All right. The next person is 1794. Go ahead. Let me see. Is it? No. Let me back up. The next person is 3193. That was Sister Bowman. And Sister Bowman, I had given a Thanksgiving, unless you want to say something else for her brother. And what I've written down here. Did you want to say anything else, Sister Bowman?
Yeah. I just want to just sing this little song and thank God. The more I seek you, the more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe and feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I'm melting your peace, it's overwinding. God's love is so overwinding. But when I get together with my sisters in Christ, I just thank God for you all and just keep on letting you, Minister Vivian, keep on being strong. Don't fight doing, don't get weird, just keep on doing God's will. And I thank God for putting us together. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, honey. Bless you. All right. 1794. Go ahead.
Amen.
You have a Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I thank and praise the Lord for this hour. So many people started out this morning and they're not even here as it is now. They have COVID-19 taking them out, cancer taking them out, poor health challenges are taking them out. But I thank God that he saw fit to let me live on. And I want to say, I love this scripture. I'm just going to give one scripture. 5 Thessalonians 2:18. But starting at the 5, 2 and 18. Second Thessalonians, you all. Amen. I'm so excited and so welling, and I'm making a mistake. Amen. And everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I have taken this scripture many days, you all, and just start thanking the Lord for something that I want to happen. And I tell you, I heard Sister Bowman saying that what she wants to happen, and she said that she was thanking the Lord. And that's what I do. I thank the Lord for what it is. She said, I just want to thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord today. And I thank him because he woke us up this morning, and he had me breathe over me, and my airways was open, and I was breathing. Hey, they got somebody right now that's gasping for their breath. I thank God, and the next one, I'm doing it fast because I know you don't have much time. And the next one is, I thank God that I have a place to stay, a house to stay in. people here in Georgia. I'm in Georgia. I don't know about the other states, but some people are in Georgia. Right now, there's people on the bridge. The storm tore their house up. I mean, a hurricane or a tornado, a tree fell on there, and they don't have a place to stay. Sometimes the people are paying their rent, but you know you got to go through a procedure, and it looks like it's a never-ending thing. I want to thank God for my 5 children. I thank God for salvation. So I just want to tell you tonight, to all of you all, I just thank the Lord for he is. I'm a widow, and for 14 years, and God never left me alone. He never forsaken me. Like you say, you never leave us, nor forsake us. Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Shawanda.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I truly thank and praise God for allowing me to meet such wonderful people. And I thank God for putting the people in my life that he ordained for my life. I thank God for being an unchangeable God. I thank God for always making a way for me out of no way. Being a young lady without much family and an only child, life was very lonely growing up. But I thank God that he was my bridge over troubled water. I thank God that when people walked out on me, when people misunderstood me, when people lied on me, when people was envious of me for whatever reason, I thank God that God was there to drop the tears from my eyes when I was crushed inside. I thank God for always knowing my name. Hallelujah. I thank God that no matter what has came up against me throughout life, the Bible declares in Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I thank God that he designed me to be an encourager to someone else. He designed me to be a strength for someone else. He designed me to be a cheerful giver to someone else. I thank God that he has given me his heart, his mind, his spirit. Hallelujah. And most of all, his love. Glory to God. I truly thank God for everything that he's done for me, even the chastisements. For he said, for whom I love, I chastise you to correct you. Glory to God. I thank him that those corrections was there to make me better and not worse. Brought me out of it was to be able to help somebody else out who may be going through the situations that I have been through. So I thank God, hallelujah, for being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I the Lord change not. Glory to God. I truly thank God for you, Minister Vivian, and all the saints of God that he has placed in my life who has his heart, oh God, and his mind. Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you, Minister Shawanda. 3367, go ahead. Okay. 7773, go ahead.
Amen. I thank God, because it's a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Vivian. Thank you. And yes, I would like to say God is good all the time. And it's great. It's great. And I would like to sing this because God, he's great. He's great. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds ahead of me, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the power through the universe is clear. Then sings my soul, I think of God's Son not sparing, sent him to die as curse can take it in. That on the cross my burden gladly bearing, the he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. Oh, great thou art, oh, great thou art. Then sings my soul,
love that song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to read you the real meaning of Thanksgiving before we go on. In biblical uses, the response due to God from his people. Specific grounds for Thanksgiving to God are numerous and include God's faithfulness to the covenant. And that's in Psalms 57 and 9 and 10 and 11, 107 and 8, 138 and 2, and his protection and deliverance of his people from enemies. That's in Psalms 35, 17 through 18, 44, 7 through 8, and also 8 and 9, praise God. Psalms 54 and 6, also in 8 from prison. So that's why we pray. For those that are in prison, a prison in their mind, prison in anything that's holding them bound, praise God. Psalms 142 and 7, praise God. From death, praise God. Hallelujah. Some may be on COVID, but we pray that they be delivered from death, praise God. Psalms 86, 12 to 13, Isaiah 38, 18 to 19, and from those who use the courts against them. People will take you to court, praise God. I put the police on you, praise God. But we pray against all those evil spirits, praise God. Psalms 109 and 30. God is also thankful for the prospect of final judgment. Psalms 75, for his mercy towards sinners. Isaiah 12 and 1, for miraculous healing. Psalms 34 and 5. Psalms 5 and 6, Luke 17 and 16, and for his acts of salvation. Psalms 2 and 38, reflection on God's past acts of mercy lead to thanksgiving. Psalms 63, 5 through 9, and also 6 and 8, the fundamental sins of the Gentile is said to be their failure to honor him as God gives thanks to him. That's Romans 1 and 21. Thanksgiving was the focus of the Old Testament worship in 1 Chronicles 16 and 4. Psalms 42 and 4, especially a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for feasts, Psalms 104, Psalms 138 and 2. In the New Testament, also Thanksgiving is an activity that takes place in the community and with a focus of attention on the community. 2 Corinthians 1 and 11, Ephesians 1 and 16, Philippians 1 and 3. The thanksgivings of God's people are one means by which knowledge of God is spread. Psalms 57 and 9, also Psalms 10. An increased thanksgiving is the result of that proclamation. 2 Corinthians 4 and 15. True thanksgiving does not consist primarily of deeds, but of the disposition of your heart. It brings person nearer to God. and enables them to see God's salvation. That's in Psalms 50 and 23. If any person give thanks merely for his that what he has possessed within himself, then that person expresses self-exaltation and self-deception rather than responding to the grace of God. Luke 18:11-14 and 1 Corinthians 4:7. So that's what a biblical sense means to Thanksgiving. And I pray as we continue now, Thanksgiving unto our God. What a mighty God we serve. All right. We are at 6573. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll express two songs too. Amen.
Amen.
How can I say thanks for all the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Ooh. To God hear the glory for all of the things he has done. With his blood he has saved, with his power he has raised. To God be the glory for all of the things he has done. Yet let me live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. For with his blood he has saved. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done.
Praise God, praise God. Oh, that's just touching my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we don't get to everybody today, praise God, we're going to continue the rest of this month, praise God. And I want all of y'all to be back here because we're going to continue praising the Lord, praise God. And I want to give you the blessing before I bring the next person on. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you peace. I love to bless God, people, because he said do it. Praise God. Next person, we have 90 seconds. The next person is 7726 is your last number. Is there anything you want to give God thanks for? Praise God. 7726. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. We'll go right here to 7399.
Good evening, it's Sister G. How's everybody?
Wonderful, praise God. Bless you.
Bless you all. Well, I am so grateful to my Creator, Father God. He's my friend. He hears my prayers, but he also allows me to hear his voice, which is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. I thank him for sending me to the earth to fulfill his purpose. I thank God for my family, and I thank God for each of you. I love you all.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister G. Love Sister G. She and I praise for the children. And if you all would love to pray for the children with us on Tuesday, we would be glad to have you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be back here with us next Sunday at the same time. We want all of you all to thank God for this month. Praise God. And also be with Sister Janice on Friday night at 8 p.m. Praise God. Sister Janice Williams. Praise God. We love you. May God bless and keep you. I just love you all for being here with me in this time of Thanksgiving. This is a time that we just want to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Praise God. God is good to us. God is good to us. And he's pouring out blessings. I believe it. I believe it. And every prayer request, don't y'all know, God hears it. And he is putting it in bold. Yes, he's collecting our prayers. He's desiring our worship. So we're going to worship the Lord. We're going to continue on next Sunday. So be right back here with us. We are off the air now. Bye-bye.